paragraph test. Ve'al kein ikar ashirus shel Yaakov hoyo al yedei hatzoin. Based on what we're learning here, we'll understand why when the Torah describes the wealth of Yaakov Avinu, his wealth is measured most in sheep. When he parted ways with Lavan at the end, they split up the wealth. It was splitting up the sheep. Ki Yaakov zocho l'ashirus digdusha. Because Yaakov Avinu was one of the great tzaddikim who was zeichet to holy wealth. Shezeichin al yodoy lehizboinenus, kemuva b'maranal, through which a person is zeichet to hizboinenus ha-Torah, to a very deep level of understanding of Torah. As Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran, al posuk vi'ato koil asher omar elecho lekim asei, ayin shom. This is talking about when Yaakov Avinu decided to split up with Lavan. So first he called in his wives, Rachel and Leah, who were the daughters of Lavan, and he wanted to let them know what's about to happen, that Lavan tried to trick me every which way he can. He's always only taken advantage of me. So it's not like I have anything against you girls, but your daddy is a crook, shank, you know. And their response to him was these words, that now whatever Hashem tells you to do, you do. We're with you all the way. This is what Yaakov Avinu's wives said to him, Rachel and Leah. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Samach, where Rabbeinu Zal quotes this pasuk, showing that Yaakov Avinu was zeichet to hashirus digdusha, that his wealth was a wealth which Hashem was, whatever Hashem tells you to do, his wealth was coming from Hashem with a blessing. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is why the Torah says over there, Vayhi kasher yolda Rachel es Yosef, that it was when Rachel Imenu gave birth to Yosef, Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu said to Lavan, listen here, I've been here a long time. It's time to start setting up my own house. Shalcheni, send me away, because Umosai esegam anoichi levesi. I've done all of this to build up your house and your wealth. When am I going to start doing for my own house? Ki Yaakov lo hischil lasik ba'ashirus hanal, ad asher yolda Rachel el Yosef. Look what Rav Nosson Zal reveals here. That Yaakov Avinu didn't open up a bank account, didn't start accumulating wealth until after Rachel gave birth to Yosef. That's when he brought in the accountants, and that's when he said, okay, now it's time to figure out what's mine. Up until then, he was just away. He was working for love, and he was generating. No cheshbon, no nothing, nothing's, you know. As soon as Yosef HaTzadik was born, Yaakov Avinu knew, now's the time. Why? Ki Rochel hoiso akoro. Because Rochel Imenu was barren. She couldn't have children. And when she finally was given this bracha, this pekida sakorois, and she gave birth to Yosef, dahainu pekida sakorois. This is an example of what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likut Imran, about women who are barren suddenly being able to give birth. Shaideze nimshach yira. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that when that happens, it generates yira. Because Rabbeinu Zal says that when a woman is pregnant, the blood is building up inside of her. More and more and more, more and more blood and blood. And when she gives birth, when the baby comes out, there's all kinds of blood that comes out with it, and that there's a release of this blood, number one. And also, the blood turns into milk. The red turns into white. But the time, especially when a woman has not been able to have children for a long time, the withheld children is the nin of gvura, yira. That's this bechin of yira. And we had learned over there in Likut Imran that through Yira, a person is zoicha to wealth of Kedusha. Alkein, therefore, Oz Daika. It was when this major Akara, Rochel Imenu, when she gave birth, there was Pekida Sakorois, which means there was a Hizgalos of Yira. Because what day did she give birth on? I'm not positive about it, but Sar Imenu gave birth on Rosh Hashanah. That's when we read about these Pekida Sakorois, because Rosh Hashanah is the day of his Galus Hayira. Uvechein ten pachtocha Hashem alekein al kol masecha. It's called Yomim Noiroim. So that's this his Galus Hayira. That's when Yaakov Avinu said, Alkein oz daikom or Yaakov lelovon, umosai ese gamanoichi levesi. That now it's time for me to acquire wealth. דהיינו שהוא צורך להמשיך שפע והשירוס. Now I'm ready to receive the שפע and השירוס that's mine. Why? Because there was Pekidas HaKoros, Yosef HaTzadik was born, there was this Hizgalus HaYira. When this Yira is revealed, that's one of the vessels that's needed to be able to receive that Ashirus in a positive way, in a healthy way. V'chol Iker Kavonos Yaakov, Hoyo Bishvil has his bonus. What did Yaakov Avinu want that wealth for? Because he knew that that's a prerequisite to being zeichet to this deep, deep understanding of Hashem, shezeichet al yedei Ashirus Dikdusha, which a person is zeichet to through wealth. V'chein hoyo. And that's exactly what happened. She'oz hischil kabel atzmoy kol hatzoyin ho akudim nekudim uvrudim. That's when Yaakov Avinu made that deal with Lavan, that the speckled ones and the striped ones, those are mine. You get all the rest. You get all the standard ones. Any strange ones, I'll take. I'll take the rejects, in a sense. And Yaakov Avinu received all of those. Vaydeze zocho la'ashirus godoil mo'oi. And through that, he was zeichet to tremendous wealth. Kama shekosav sama, as the Pasuk says, vayigdal hoish, that Yaakov Avinu was prospering incredibly. And that's when Lavan's kids got jealous and everything. Ki ho'ikar ho'ashirus digdusha hu bebechinas tzoin. Because the symbol of holy wealth is sheep. Bechinas v'ashtarois tzoinecho. As we mentioned, that the tzoin are called in the Torah ashtaris, miloshen ashirus. And we said that this is the whole concept of the holiday of Pesach. How Hashem told the Jews before Yetzias Mitzrayim, when it came to Shabbos HaGodol, to take the sheep. The sheep are the wealth of Egypt. Egypt was the economy of the world at that time. To take their wealth, their in G-O-D we trust, right? On the dollar, to take their dollar, their tzoin, tie it to the bed. And when Egyptians, what are you going to do with it? We're going to shecht it. We're going to murder it. We're going to kill it. We're going to kill the Ashirus of the Sitrachra. And then we use that for a Korban Pesach. That's our Korban Pesach. That's the keves of Korban Pesach, where the Ashirus of the Sitrachra gets transferred over into the hands of the Kedusha. That's the wealth that Klal Yisrael received when they left Egypt, and that's the second round of wealth that they received at Kriyas Yamsuf. That's super Ashiras, and Rabbeinu Zal writes, that's what Pesach is all about. Pesach, Rabbeinu Zal writes in the beginning of the second half of Likud Imran, that each one of the three holidays is a tikkun for one of the major taivos. Pesach is a tikkun for taivas mamon. Pesach is all about tikkun taivas mamon. And the Mefarshim write, that's why you find the first law in Hilchas Pesach has nothing to do with cleaning or chametz or mat. The first law in Hilchas Pesach is bucks, kimcha de pischa, mo'es chitim. That the first step that we take in taking upon us the holiday of Pesach is money to the poor people. Taking money, those that have, and giving it to the poor who are Hashem's representatives. That's, and all the money that's spent on the Yom Tov of Pesach Bechlal, that's all this tikkun for the mamon. It's seen to it that the money, the Ashirus, is being used for Kiddush, it's being used for mitzvahs. During the year I buy a loaf of bread, it's 5 shekel. Pesach I buy a loaf, it's 500 shekel. So, you know, the matzahs, the wine, the clothes, the new clothes for Yom Tov, everything, it's money. This is Ashirus Digdusha. If a person's doing it for the right reasons, with the right intent, he's not subtracting, he's not giving away his money. This is how he's acquiring wealth. This is how he's bringing the bracha into his home, into his possessions, into everything. And especially reminder, the halacha, it says when it comes to yontif, it's a special mitzvah for the women, to buy the women clothing. Because again, that's the kovoid for yontif. And the Gemara says, you want wealth? Oikiru l'neshaychi ki hechi detesatru. Rava said, show respect to your wives so that you'll become rich. Because again, the wife is from the left side. That's where the Ashirus comes from. Mitzofoin zov yosa. By treating her the right way. Al pitoira. Bigdusha, giving her a holy respect. The right the kind of thing. That's what brings the bracha into the house. And now we'll understand what Yaakov Avinu said to Lavan regarding the wealth that this new wealth that Yaakov Avinu had acquired in the sheep. Shebedin herviach mimenu. Yaakov Avinu said, you have a claim against me, you dirty rat. You know how hard I worked for you? During the day I did, and at night in the freezing cold nights, I took care of your sheep day and night. And I did everything that was necessary to make sure that you wouldn't lose even one and everything. Vatidad shnosi me'enai. Look at what Yaakov Avinu says there. And I withheld sleep from my eyes. I didn't sleep at night. Vat Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this. Look at what Yaakov Avinu snuck in here. Vatidad shnosi daika. Look at the point that Yaakov Avinu makes. How was he zeichet to wealth? Because he refrained from sleep. Ki ikar ho ashirus digdusha nimshach al yidei his oyerus hashena. Because one of the major things that Rabbeinu Zal brings in that chapter in Likut Imran, how are we zeichet to the yira and to the... One of the major things on that choo-choo train is Hisirus Hashena, waking people up from their sleep. Remember? People who are spiritually asleep, by telling them the right kind of story, you bring them out of their sleep, and that causes Pekidas Akorois. That gets women who are barren to give birth, and that generates Yira, which generates the wealth and the Esbonus Satoira. It's all a chain there. Remember we spoke earlier about the Sipurei Maiseus. And the Sipurei Maiseus is what wakes people out of their spiritual sleep. So Yaakov Avinu said, you know why all of this wealth is mine? Because I woke up from sleep. I wasn't asleep. I was up from sleep. V'alkein lo yicholach Yaakov lelovon at sheyoshav tchilo arba esrei shona bebei sever. And this is why Yaakov Avinu prepared himself very, very well before he went to Lavan's house. He spent 14 years in the yeshiva of Shem Vever, and the Gemara says, what did he do there? V'lo yoshen balayla. He did not sleep at night, Yaakov Avinu. He got up every single night, v'osak batoira, and he learned Torah. Shezeo b'chinas hisoyeru sashena. So we see that Yaakov Avinu represents waking up from sleep. V'osak batoira, he was involved in Torah, meaning hainu shekibel shom hashivim ponim shel Torah. Yaakov Avinu achieved all 70 channels of Torah over there in the yeshiva of Shem Vever. Sheheim hepech hashena, which is the opposite of sleep. Ve'oz poga b'mokim ahu. And right after that, right after he left the yeshiva of Shem Vever, he came to the site of the Beis HaMikdash. Shehu b'chinas yira, which we said is yira. Kama shekos Hashem, as Yaakov Avinu says over there, ma noira ha'mokim hazeh. How awesome this place is. Vishom hivticho Hashem isporach al haparnoso vohashirus. And that's where Hashem promised him that he'll give him bread, he'll take care of him completely, he'll have parnoso, he'll have wealth. As the Pasuk said, Kama Shekos Hashem, ki loy e'ezovcho. Hashem said, I'm not gonna let you go, don't worry. I'm gonna be with you all the time. As Rashi HaKadosh points out over there, that if Hashem is going to be with him all the time, he's going to see bracha, he's going to see atzlacha, he's going to see ashirus. And this is also the dream that Yaakov Avinu had over there when he was sleeping at the site of the Beis HaMikdash. And in his dream, he saw a ladder that's based on earth. And the top of it reaches up to heavens. What is that ladder? The Meforshim in Chumash bring, that the word sulam is bigimatria mamoin. The ladder is money. That's a ladder that a Jew can use to go down into the basement, into the sewer. You want to go down into the sewer? You need a ladder. The ladder is money. Or lahavdil, if a person wants to go up a stairway to heaven, it's money, kemuva. Hainu sheshom hisig. It was there at the site of the Beis HaMikdash. When Yaakov Avinu slept over there, shom hisig sheyesh momoin vashirus digdusha boze hoilam. That there is a money and a wealth in this world, shezoichen al yodoy lehizboinun uzgodoy, through which a Jew can be zoiched to an incredible high level of understanding of Hashem. Bechinas v'roishoy magia shamayma, that the top of it reaches up to the heavens. V'alkein oz nizdavgu loy Rochel v'leia. And that's why the next step right after that was that he met and married Rochel and Leah. Shehein bechinas isha yiras Hashem. They are the women of Kedusha, not the women of Moav that we spoke about before. These are the women of valor, the women of Kedusha. Isha, and what is the woman of Kedusha called? Isha yiras Hashem. She's from the left side. She's Gvura, Yira. V'alkein osak oz. And through Rochel and Leah, he was zochel to this great wealth in the sheep. And this is why the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that when Yaakov Avinu was involved with the sheep and he made those sticks with the stripes on them and the speckles, the Zohar HaKadosh says Yaakov Avinu was playing tefillin. That's what he was playing. Yaakov Avinu was so great at tzaddik, like Rabbeinu Zal writes in Sichas Aran, that the very, very great tzaddikim, if they were on a desert island, they would know how to be able to fulfill all tarayak mitzvahs. What do you mean? There's no wool, there's no leather, there's no... How do you make tefillin? They would know, Yaakov Avinu knew the secret, al pi soid, al pi kabbalah, of exactly what tefillin is, and he was able to push those buttons using the wood with the stripes on it and this, that, he was able to affect the tikkun of tefillin. The Zohar HaKadosh goes into detail about this, exactly what it was all about. In the writings of the Arizal, in the Eitz Chaim, which is one of the deepest svarim, some of the deepest chapters of the Eitz Chaim are called Shar HaAkudim, Nekudim UBrudim, which are based on that section, the Chumash, talking about Yaakov Avinu, how when the sheep were mating, he put these sticks in front of them with the stripe, and that's what caused them to give birth to these kind of sheep. There are the deepest secrets of Kabbalah are found in that little piece of Chumash, in that little story. And Yaakov Avinu was on a madrega that he was involved in the mitzvah of tefillin when he was doing that. Why tefillin? The answer is ki tefillin hein bechinas moichin v'hisboinenus, because tefillin is an example we mentioned so far, a few things that represent this hisboinenus hatoira, the holiday of Shavuos, the 50th level, that's hisboinenus hatoira. We mentioned one of the times during the day when a Jew is zeiche to tap into this hisboinenus hatoira is when a Jew puts on tefillin. Tefillin is moichin, a very high level of moichin. And is boinenus shen, and the Zohar HaKadosh says that tefillin is bechinas Yaakov. Rabbi Nosson brings this in many places in the Likutei Halachos. Ki tefillin hein bechinas moichin v'zboinenus shen nimshach al yedei hoashirus shekibelos bo'eis sharu atzoin. This tefillin represents the hisboinenus which Yaakov Avinu drew upon himself through the wealth, which was the sheep that he was taking care of at that time. That was the wealth which helped him achieve this hisboinenus hatoira. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into the tefillin a little bit deeper.